Good morning, church. Welcome to the Lord's table. Why do we share this supper every time we meet? I guess it's because Jesus told us to. But why did he tell us to? Well, because for now, we're weak humans. And if we're not constantly reminded of the cross, then he knows that we will forget it. And no matter what we do here at our church, no matter what programs we have, no matter what meals we provide to people, no matter how much we worship, it's all meaningless if we forget about the cross. This symbolic meal is vital in the life of any church. It doesn't save us, but it reminds us that we are saved. And the fact that we are saved means we are at peace with God. I'd like to read to you from Romans, the end of chapter 4, just into the start of chapter 5. Paul says, Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Because of the cross, we stand at peace with God. And this is what I picture when I read these verses. This is what's in my head. I see a magnificent throne, a beautiful and grand throne. And sitting on the throne is a judge. And this judge, he looks very big, very powerful, but not mean. He looks wise, regal, and kind. And he's strong. Big and strong and awesome. He's kind, but he's also perfectly holy. And his standard is perfection and holiness. That's what he requires if he's to be true to himself. That's the standard, perfection and holiness. He won't break or even bend the rules. In fact, he can't bend the rules because he's perfect. So he judges perfectly. Wrong is wrong, right is right. He is holy, righteous and true. Then in front of this magnificent and awesome view is little me. I am very small, I'm very plain and I'm very weak. But the judge, this great big awesome judge, is smiling at me and he says, "You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you." And the thing is, even though he is so big and so mighty and powerful, I'm standing there with my chin up, my chest out, smiling back at him. I'm not boasting in myself. I am, as the passage said, I am boasting in the hope of his magnificent glory. Because I am at peace with the judge, that's what I boast in. I have been justified through faith in Jesus, and I stand at peace with my God. Can you see this picture that I have? Do you see yourself in this picture? One day, every person will stand before the Almighty and Holy Judge. Everyone must give an account of themselves. When I stand in front of God, I know that every charge against me, and I know there's lots of them, everything the judge could possibly bring up against me has already been judged. Every thought, every word, everything I've done, everything I've failed to do, it was all judged on the cross. Jesus stood before this judge, and instead of reading out my name, the judge said, "Jesus, my son, you have been charged with the following crimes. How do you plead?" And Jesus answered, "Guilty." So I stand at peace with my God. By faith in Jesus, I have gained access to the grace in which I now stand. I'm hoping that this excites you the way it excites me, because I hope you also can see yourself standing before the judge, not guilty, but at peace with your God, in his presence, spotless and holy. So knowing this and believing this is great, but what does it mean in practical terms, day-to-day life? What difference does it make to us today? Well, it reminds me of C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And if you've seen the movie, you'll remember little Lucy and her relationship with the mighty lion Aslan. Aslan was king. He was huge, powerful, and dangerous. And yet, Lucy stood face to face with him and even snuggled into him. Little Lucy was never afraid of him. He was her mighty friend. And when Aslan was with her, she was afraid of nothing. There is nothing I have done, can do, or will do that can bring judgment on me by God. I never need to be afraid of him or what he will do. He is my friend. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, a mighty lion, and he is my heavenly Father who lives in me and I live in him. No matter what I do, that relationship cannot be broken ever. This is the lens that we have to use in our day-to-day life, in our most difficult situations. The lens of a Father who we are, our God, our Father, who we are at peace with. As we said in Romans, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. This bread that we take now, it reminds us of Jesus Christ's body that was nailed to the cross. This body was punished for everything that is unholy in you and in me, so that we can stand at peace with our God forever. Let's eat the bread together and remember Christ's body nailed to the cross, punishing everything that was unholy in you and in me. This wine, it reminds us of Jesus Christ's blood that poured out from him. His life was poured out so that we can have new life poured in, a life that boasts in the glory of God. Let's drink together. Let's pray. Jesus, we've just eaten the bread and the wine, and we thank you that you know us and you know how weak and forgetful we are. We thank you for reminding us that every unholy and unrighteous thing we have done, are doing, or will do, has already been judged and paid for by your punished body and your poured out blood, and that the cross means we are at peace with God, our righteous judge. There's nothing more to do because you did it all. I pray that everyone who's sharing in this meal this morning, when they think of what it means to be at peace with God, I pray that they will know more than just the intellectual implications. I pray that they will know the very real presence of you inside them. I pray for a tangible experience of your victory over sin, your victory over worry and over grief, your victory over pain. All because we are at peace with you. And Jesus, we'd normally collect the offering now if we were in our church building. Jesus, please take the online offering that has been deposited into our church's bank account. Please bless every giver. And I pray that you will multiply the funds just like you did the loaves and fish, so that it will be enough to meet every financial obligation, with plenty left for your purpose in this community. Jesus, thank you for what you've done so that we are at peace with God. We stand before him at peace. In your precious name, amen. Thank you, church, and we'll see you soon.